Dear listeners, welcome to our weekly installment of a series of letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. In this week's letter, please enjoy your correspondence with Sir Walter Elliot. To the incredibly self-assured Sir Walter Elliot. What a doting, kind, and appreciative father you are. I'm so impressed.
Not.
Honestly, you are such a stuck-up snob, especially towards your daughter Anne, who is the most deserving of your kindness. You remind me very much of Uncle Rico, who never got over his glory days of being a college football star. Although I do get it. You were a hot young thing back in the day. But today is not your day, sir, so please get over it. And a little humility on your part would go a very long way. I would dislike you even more than I do now, if not for the knowledge that Anne will not have to suffer under your dictatorship long. Because, of course, she finds her soulmate. Well, this was a lovely correspondence. So glad we had this moment. All the best. B. Sir Walter Elliot. Notice I didn't use the word dear, mainly because I don't really think you are dear. Oh, it's hard for me to know what to write. You know, I'm very blessed with parents that have always been really, really good with money. So I have a hard time finding sympathy for you. I understand it must be very hard to be widowed. I really do. But I don't think that your late wife would have wanted that. Think of what that it did to your children and just the way that you treated Anne. There's just so many things, Sir Walter Elliot, that I really can't go into right now. I think I must end this correspondence here. I hope that you have found happiness and have gotten out of debt. Thank you. Farewell, Claudia.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile devices and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and Bea. Our delightful new episode will appear on Friday at noon Eastern Time. Until next time!